Looking for love, dating, upgrading your life is almost like searching for your keys. It's always in the last place that you left it. And that's why you need a girly like me to help you find it. Level Up with Joshia, the podcast. Hey, girlies, welcome back to another episode on the Level Up with Joshia podcast with your girl, Joshia. And I am so excited for today's podcast episode because it's basically us catching up from being away from each other for a week. And just me giving you an update on what the hell is going on. This episode might be longer than most episodes because I want y'all, like the episode title say, to remember who the hell you are. And I almost lost myself because I have so much plans and so much things in place for myself this year. Things that I have not revealed to nobody. These things are what I cherish to myself. And I feel like Satan sent an attack on me personally because he knew what it was that I wanted to do this year. And I had to remember who the hell I was. I had to remember I was not what that man treated me like. I had to remember that I am Big Joe, not the little. I had to remember that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And I had to take a step back because within literally like 8 weeks, let's look at the calendar. I want to look at the calendar for this. Literally like within the first 8 weeks. We're going to look at it by the year. So, this guy entered into my life. Now, keep in mind, I was talking to get to know this young man for a year. And this is what is so scary for me. And which is why, for me, I am not dating for the rest of the year. I'm not dating. Like, I'm done. I'm not looking for a relationship this year. I'm not looking to date. And I keep getting like confirmation that I need to take a step back. And the reason that I said that is because within 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, right? Within 14 weeks, God get this man out of my life. And God didn't force him out of my life. God basically was like, when you get tired, you're going to walk away. Now, for me, 14 weeks is really good because I know women that are in something for about 14 years, right? And literally, I had to remember who I was and I had to walk away as bad as I did not want to walk away because this person pretended to be something that they were not. And when I was able to like, when this person was in hell, this is like a long distance get to know thing. And when this person returned, I got to see this person's true colors. And when I saw this young man's true colors, I was in flipping denial. And the reason I was in denial, because I could not believe somebody could pretend for a year. I could not believe that this person was what they really was in that space of time. And in order to decenter men, girlies, you can always have to go into situations remembering who you are. Because there are men out there that they specialize in dismantling a woman. And when I say dismantle, they disarm you and they cause you to become vulnerable. So when he approached me and when he got to know me, you may be thinking that somebody is intensely trying to get to know you because they want to make sure that they appease to you. But you have to be aware of those men that are out there that they're not trying to appease to you. They're not trying to get to know you. They are literally trying to get to know you for their manipulation and the benefit of the doubt. And during this time with this person, I promise you, from the second or third week in this 14-week span, my intuition told me something is not right. My intuition told me something is wrong. Something is off. And right before I made the decision, I didn't act crazy.
And this is how I know. I always know when I'm done with something. I become very calm. Because that's who I am truly are by nature. I'm a very calm, humble person. So when I decided to take a step back from this person, I was very blunt and direct about my decision. And I told this person that I don't regret anything that I have done for you to this point on. Because I did it with true intentions. And I can't allow you to change the type of person that I am for another experience. This is when I knew I really grew as a woman. And I think women for a long time, the world is making it seem as if that you are dumb or you are stupid because you love, because you nurture and you care for. The only way you contribute to the stupidity is when you continue to allow it to happen. But anytime a woman tells me what she did for a man and that man didn't reciprocate it back, I always have a soft spot in my heart for her. Because you are only doing what a woman in love does. But the only thing as a woman we have to learn is when enough is enough. Our enough needs to come sooner than later. So for me, I am hurt, but I am happy. Because that 90 days was the quickest 90 days of my life. That 90 days could have turned into literally 900 days, 9 years. You understand? A man can only do what you allow, okay? And right before I made the decision, I went on social media. I downloaded TikTok because I wanted to get a video, a particular video. And this lady by the name of Queen Leora, she was on live and she was just crying, saying, "You could do everything." And this is her exact words, pardon my friend. She said, "You could do everything for a nigga. And a nigga will still use you. He will take for you. He will do whatever it is that he needs to do and treat you poorly." And this person that I would have invested in is nowhere on my level. And this is why it's always important to remember who you are and to take a step back. This man don't have nothing I have. Nothing. Nothing I have, he has. Nothing. And because I am a giving person by nature, and y'all know this because I help women on the regular, I am a person, I love to help people. And guess what? I was speaking with God, and you know, God told me in a dream, he said, "Joe, by nature," he said, "your calling is to heal and to teach." And I am scared of healing and teaching. Because when you have to be a healer for people, your energy have to be so, so connected to God that situations that Satan sent to take away from your power, it will honestly crumble if you're not connected to God. And I don't think if God didn't put the people that I have in my life around me, I don't think if God didn't do what he did for me in the past to show me who I was, I don't think I would have got over that. I don't think that particular situation made me question me for a minute. That situation made me say, am I wrong for being a giver? Am I wrong for being a healer? And that person selfishly took for me until I started to catch on and I was like, this ain't making no sense. And I started to ask questions. And because the person was so pathetic, they would not answer my question. They would like go missing for like a day or two. And then they would come back and make a scene like nothing happened. So when I saw Queen Leora's video, it touched me. And I said, wow, I'm not the only woman that goes through this, right? There are men that are predators. They love to go after women that they have some type of exclusivity about them. So my life is very private, it's very personal, and I don't allow everybody into my life. I don't allow people to access my life. And When you meet a predator and a manipulator and a narcissist, they get a kick out of being able to break the boundaries of a person that is exclusive, a person that is not sharing themselves with everybody. So I'm not a person that I'm always around. I'm not a person that I'm always seeing. I'm not a person that everybody would say, oh, I have access to her. No, I'm not that type of person. And he thrived on that. And when he did what he did whilst I was at work or I was home, he knew it would never come back to me because that's not my environment. I don't be in those environments. He did. Then, pardon my voice too. Then the second video that I saw, it was just yesterday. And it said, as a woman, when you're working on something big, whether it is a business, a purpose, or a career, stay single. Because it's going to be very hard for you to find a genuine man that is going to help you build and not tear it down. And sadly, anytime I have built a platform, I've written a book, or I have accomplished something, I am always by myself. I'm always by myself. And last week, I'm laying down and I have a vision. So in this vision, God comes to me and he says, stop settling. Let it go. Let it go. He say, why do you settle? And I knew I was talking to God because I was very honest with him. I say, God, because I don't think better is going to come. And God said, no, stop settling and let it go. That next day, we argued about something so small. But the principle that I argued with him about, I saw his selfishness. And the next day, I sent a message. And I said, you know what, you're moving kind of weird. You know, you're moving like you're single. And I said, if you don't change your habits, I'm going to have to leave you alone indefinitely. His response to me was, if you think leaving is going to be the best thing for you, then do that and have a blast. And the old me would have been triggered. And I responded to him and I said, I'm not going to get as low as you because I'm not you. And what you did to me would not change the way that I operate. And I said, you are correct. I am going to do what's best for me. Because I am Big Joe and I do everything big. And it's so sad you couldn't do it big as me. I said, I'm going to allow you to do you. Delete it and blocked. And I expected to feel like I was going to go crazy. I was expecting to feel like, wow, the situation. I expected to feel unworthy. But in that situation, I know I had won. I could allow it to drag along for months and weeks and years. I could have continuously keep forgetting who I was. I could have continuously keep pouring into somebody that was not pouring into me. And in that moment, I felt so happy because I took my power back. And I know whatever God has for me to do this year requires me to walk a journey by myself because only Him can get the glory. And I remembered in that voice note that I sent to him, I said, you may be the door that opened up for me to touch my first million. One monkey don't stop no show. to any woman that is out there, and you are beautiful, and you have everything going for you, and you keep pouring into a man that's not pouring into you. Walk away. You hear me? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. And I'm so happy. I have a relationship with God. That in that moment, I say, God, I don't think bad is going to come. God reassured me to let it go. And God made me that next day think about every time I thought I was not going to make it, it got better. Last year, around this time, I left a relationship with nothing. I had no car. I had no funds. I only had a book in me to write. And the life that I lived after I left was one of the best times of my life. It seems hard. I know it does. But I need you to take your life back. When God sends you that man that is for you, you're gonna know. And if you read the Bible, every time a woman would find her husband, God would always give them a sign or they send a messenger. And I feel that we still serve that God today. God also made me come to the realization that I am a very powerful woman with a powerful purpose and task. And that because he sees me in such a great light, I am not able to see the great man that he has for me. Because some days I don't even see how great I am. And I realize that I can't find my husband of my own will. That whoever God have for me have to be selected personally by him. Because of the gift and the purpose he have inside of me. Most of my relationships I have been with men that would take from my gift. Because just like honey, bees will always be attracted. And I realized that I am not finding what I want of my own will because there's an inadequacy about me. I am not finding because I'm not thinking big enough. And I realized that whoever God has for me have to be hand selected. So I'm going to wait patiently. I tried to do it my way and it didn't work. And for a woman that's trying to figure out how to let go of somebody that's not good for you and remember who you are, I'm going to tell you exactly what I did. And what I did was very hard, but it was still rewarding. Because you staying with a man that does not appreciate you, it's like you going every day to willingly drink poison. The minute that I walked away from that dynamic, that relationship, everybody looked at me and said, wow, Joe, today you look so pretty today. There were people that were walking up to me because the countenance of my face shined because I was no longer with somebody that was sucking energy from me, although I was hurting inside. Somebody said, Joe, you look like you get brighter and all. When they look me in my face, they say, wow, you just shining. And then that's when I realized I was gradually remembering who the hell I was. And I was so happy One of the things I want you to remember as a woman, as I give you these steps of remembering who you are, decentering the man, and taking your power back, I want you to remember these steps because these are the things that truly matter. Many will say, leave, leave, leave. I'm not going to tell you to leave because you're going to have enough. See me, I could leave in 14 business weeks or 14 business days or what you say, you know. I could do that because I have been with people that I allow things to go on for a year, 2 years, 5 years. You understand? So my tolerance was a little bit lower, right? So one of the first things I want you to do when you're taking your power back to remember who you are is that you're going to have to take a step back. When I took a step back from the person that I was with, it allowed me to see with clear judgment. So when you take a step back from a person, this is where you don't allow them to call you. You don't answer their calls. You don't text back right away. You don't have them in your presence. What you will quickly realize is how peaceful their absence is. And how chaotic it is when they are around. When this young man was around me, I ain't had no peace. He ain't doing nothing, you know. But it was something that I did not trust. It was something about my spirit just did not trust it. And I would question all the time. So he would say, oh, you're overthinking. But it wasn't me overthinking. It was my intuition and my gut saying something is not right. So the minute that I took a step back, and I no longer gave him the immediate access that he had to me. He didn't have access to my home anymore. He didn't have access to me, my car. He didn't have access to me as quickly as he did. I started to realize flaws. The only way you can be able, you don't notice that. Let's say, for example, when a place smells rotten and you stay in it, you're going to get used to the rottenness. However, a person who was not in the rot, right? If they walk outside and then walk inside, they smell it. But because you're sitting in it, you can't smell it. That's what happens with toxic people and relationships. Because you're around that person, you can't see it. Because your mind is automatically going to tell you to see the good in that person. Because you're sitting in it. So one of the first things that I did is I took a step back from him. So I made myself less accessible. And then that's when I started to realize who the hell I was really dealing with. The second thing that you have to do is you have to grieve. I have a problem grieving sometimes because I would feel so like dumb, like you weren't supposed to make that mistake, Joe. And I still made the mistake. So I would feel dumb. But guess what? I'm human. I am woman. That's my natural order is to nurture. And if you're a healer, you can't be a jackass at the same time, right? So what I would do, I had to grieve. So in that time, he was away from me. It hurt. It hurt. And I thought I was grieving who he was. But I was grieving what I thought he was. And the minute that I realized that what I wanted him to be was a figment of my imagination. Because remember, I say how you treat people and see people is a reflection of you. So because I have a good heart and I am a good person, I always want to see the best in somebody. So my mind created this image of this person that was attainable for me to see, but not him. So I had to grieve the person that I wanted. And I had to realize that he is not there. And I cried. And I would call my friends and I would call my friend and I would cry. And I am so happy that I have good male friends in my life. Because my male friends told me, like, Joe, you have a good heart. And I want you to be by yourself right now. Because I don't want someone to damage you to a point that you turn into something that you're not. And he say you have the assets to do it. And I don't want you to become that type of woman. And I grieved. I cried. I ate my ice cream. I cried to my friends. I went through that point where I had to delete him from my social medias, and it hurt. I would add back, delete again. So I went through all of that. But I grieved the person that was no longer there. He was never there to begin with. It was a representative. The third thing you now have to do is connect with yourself again. This is something that is going to be ongoing. And this is something that's ongoing for me. And connecting with yourself is basically reinforcing your boundaries again. So for me, I lost myself so much trying to make sure that he was good, make sure that he ate, make sure that his clothes was washed, make sure do this, make sure do that, that I neglected myself. From he entered my life in that 14 weeks, I went to the hair salon probably once. So I was so in that, I was so lost into that connection with him and trying to make sure that I got the best out of it, that I lost myself for a minute. Not too long. Because eventually when I left him, it was like God was sending me signs to reinforce that I am that girl. Because I would be sweaty straight out the gym, no weave, no hair, nothing. And I got a mom to say, baby, ain't ready to roll up the red carpet for you, whatever, right? And it was like the little signal started to come again. Like, Joshia, you are that girl. You are a beautiful individual inside and out. You deserve to be loved and you deserve to have the best. You don't need to settle with anybody that cannot give you that. And I'm connecting with myself again by looking at my vision board and then getting back to the objective at hand. I'm looking at getting back to where I need to be. I'm looking at working on projects in this time of my season of being ghost. And I'm getting back to the regular programming, right? The next thing that you should do is reinforce your boundaries. And reinforcing your boundaries simply means that when this person come back, they cannot come back. So I am prepared that this young man, if he comes back, because they all do, that I am not going back. That my boundaries have been heightened. That I have realized what you have given me. And I deserve much more than that. You have not only stole from me my energy, my finances, my time, but you stole purpose. Because had I continued in that limbo with you, purpose would not be fulfilled. You understand? The next thing I advise that you do is go on a fast. And to go on a fast is to kill the soul ties. Because I would have created soul ties with this person. To kill what you thought would have been. To detach from familiar spirits. And the only reason that I didn't fast is because I got sick. And I do plan on fasting. For about 3 days, so I can completely detox my system. And then number 6, and this is one of the most important things, I want you to ask God to give you the sign next time. So a lot of times as women, we get anxious when we meet somebody that sparks our interest. Because for me, much people don't spark my interest. I am very hard to like entertain. And he was just one of those few people that was able to spark my interest in a sea of candidates. He was one of those people, of course. Sin will always send just one of them, you know. And now, I am now asking God to show me the sign of who my husband can be. You understand? I needed to be so specific. I need to be specific as, like when... I think it was Rebecca, when the servant went down and he said, guess what? For me to find your wife, she need to be able to bring to draw water for my animals and offer me water. And I want my sign to be just as specific as that. I am not going to go off my own understanding, because guess what? My own understanding is still not clear as God's understanding. God knows exactly what I need when I don't know what I need. And then a bonus is never come off your white horse. And when I say don't come off your white horse, don't never stoop to their level. Don't curse him out. Don't stalk him. Don't parade for him. Don't pretend for him. Don't go out your way for him to see him, for him to see you. Because I can tell you something, baby girl. Even when you block that man from this and that, if a man will figure out what the hell going on in your life, he can make sure find a way. I got an ex right now. He literally sent me, he can only message me through email because I have blocked him on everything. And he say, well, I see life is going great for you, right? I don't know how he's able to do that because he's blocking everything. And he doesn't follow me on anything. But you stay on your white horse and you don't never drop your crown, because it gets better. Right now in this moment, as I'm telling you, it gets better. I don't even see where it's going to get better, but I know it's going to get better. Anytime you walk away from a man that's not good for you, I feel God has have a special blessing on our life. And I feel like when God see a woman cry, especially at the hands of the species that he placed on earth to protect us, he has a way of making sure that we are okay. And he has a way of making sure that man learns his lesson. And I can tell you something. I know whatever monies I lost in this situation will come back to me tenfold. I know my platform is going to grow tenfold. And I know I'm going to be okay. Girlies, always remember who you are. And even if you feel like you done put too much time and you invested too much, you could still walk away. It's never too late. Your toxic man is banking on the fact that you never think that you can walk away. He is hoping that you don't see that it's never too late. He is hoping to always be able to access you. He is hoping to always be able to use you. He is hoping to always keep you as a backup plan. If he could not treat you right the first time around, what makes you think he's not capable of doing it a second time? I am a living testimony of what it is to leave a man, spin the block, and get do worse than the first time. They don't change. They don't change until they accept the Lord as their personal savior. So in this year, I am not searching. I am not dating. I am searching for Joshua. And I am living for me. And I am growing and healing. And I'm going to be walking in purpose. And when God sees it fit for me to be where he needs me to be, when I have reached the ultimate level of remembering and also being who the hell he called me to be, then he will allow somebody to be around me. But girlies, in 2024, always remember who you are and forget the man that you lost. I'm going to say it to you again. Always remember who you are and not the man that you lost. Thank you for coming to the first episode of the Decentering Men series. And girlies, I'm very excited to continue on the series with you. Bye.